Welcome, welcome. All right. I feel like we could just jump straight into this. So, welcome to an episode of Team We Tried. I know it's just, and normally I would say welcome to Carasso's Corner, but finally we are starting this immense project that I've been egging on for a while now, and it's still a Team We Tried project. So, yeah, Team We Tried. Welcome to Team We Tried.
Hey man, we still got the dynamic duo going on.
We do, and like I said, this is a project that we've been talking about for a while. I've been very excited about this for a while, and finally, our schedules have synced so we can get things started. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Mr. Shrimp will explain.
Well, for a while now, we've been talking a lot about different Pokemon content. Starting off with Go Fest and we do still need to go over a bunch of events that happened in the weeks passing that. But since then, we've been talking a lot about those buzzwords, Black and Black 2 and White and White 2. We've been talking a lot about those because we were going to do those for the channel, you know, content in there.
And while it's been pushed back, we finally have the time to do the project. Before we explain what's going on, a bit of history as to what came about. So once upon a time, Mr. Shrimp and I were doing an episode with the rest of the team. We tried being Taco and being LaRue. And my idea was what our teams would be if we were the final gym leaders. And in that episode, while this project wasn't mentioned or even thought of, while Taco and LaRue chose the Kanto and Galar regions to be gym leaders and respectively, both Mr. Shrimp and I selected to be leaders of the Unovan region, and that was completely unplanned. So the overlap kind of set the foundation. After that, we had our Pokemon Go Fest hype event where we talked about what we expected for Go Fest, and that's where we first mentioned the idea of playing the four games. Only the original idea was getting it all done before Go Fest, something that didn't quite happen. But around that time, there was a lot of things going on for Unova and Pokemon Go.
It has been pretty crazy. The events, so we should probably touch up a little bit on Pokemon Go. The events that have been
Yeah.
happening after Go Fest were the two unlock weeks. No, actually, there were
I
three.
thought it was three.
Yeah, there was
There
three,
was
excuse me.
Dragon Week.
Dragon Week basically didn't exist. So we'll get back to that one. But there's Dragon Week,
We
there's
had a
Enigma
revamp.
Week, and then there was
Unova Week.
there you go. I was trying to
Surprise,
remember the actual
surprise.
name. Excuse me. I was trying to remember the actual name. I thought it had something new.
Wasn't it Unova Week? I'm gonna Google it.
I'm pretty sure it was Unova Week. But and then we also had
It
the
was.
Go Fest makeup day. That also happened too.
Yeah, we're gonna touch up on that in a second because that was an exciting day. But aside from that, we had. I'm trying to think of other things that happened that were big.
We had so after all those weeks, during those weeks, by the way, I actually had a very bountiful harvest of shinies. I got a shiny Dragonair. I mean, I got a shiny Dragonite, my first one in the entire game.
You want to break it out by each week and then.
Now well, let's do like a quick overview just so we can get to the meat and potatoes.
All right, so let's start with Dragon Week. Give the quick rundown.
Alrighty, so Dragon Week was supposedly about having a bunch of dragons spawning in the wild. There's a lot of Dratini, and the main one, the star of the show, was supposed to be Dano. His shiny came out, and you had a couple chances to catch him in the research. Although his chances of spawning in the wild were abysmally low, no one saw him out in the wild, and you basically only got two tries to get his shiny in the research, and his abysmally small chance to pop up in 10Ks.
What did you get during that week? Or what did you evolve during that week?
I got the shiny Dragonite. I got a regular Dragonite. I evolved a Dano into his second form. I don't know what it's called because as soon as I turned him into a second form, I named him Scamp because he likes to run around.
Zwillius.
There you go. So he likes to run around. Oh, Ein's Why Dry. Okay, that's why it's called Hydreigon. Oh, okay, I get that. That's cute.
Funny, Hydreigon is based off of a tank, but we'll talk about that much later.
So what's it called? Yeah, not much happened on Dragon Week, because the spawns were absolutely terrible.
They
Really,
were,
really
but for
bad.
me, evolution was great. I evolved Dragonite, I evolved Kingdra, I evolved Flygon. I got a lot closer to Salamence and Altaria, even though I don't have, well, I have Salamence now, but I didn't evolve it at the time. But after that was Enigma Week, and wasn't that a riddle?
That one was actually pretty crazy. So they had Deoxys in 5-star raids, and I finally got one of him. It was just Deoxys in normal form, so it wasn't anything too crazy. But
The
they had him
Deoxys
in
raids were
raid.
really cool.
Yeah. So they had him in there. They had what's it called?
Staryu, LGM.
We actually traded, and I got a lucky LGM. Me and Karasu. And their shiny Staryu did come out, and I do really want his shiny, but I wasn't able to get it. How about you, Karasu?
I got no shinies, but I did finally evolve Staryu into Starmie, something that I've been putting off for way too long. Aside from that, a lot of Pokemon that were considered enigmas, usually psychic types, came out. So you got to see a lot of Solrock and Lunatone, even though they pop up in every event anyways.
Yeah, it's true.
Clefairy is a big one. And then came Unova Week, which essentially just gave us more Unovan Pokemon, specifically Buffalant. I forget the electric type. Shoot. This is
Buffalant, Emolga.
Emolga, thank you.
Do you have an Emolga, by the
Emolga.
way?
I do have an Emolga.
Okay, good.
And yeah, so essentially the point was catch Unova Pokemon. A lot of Lillipup were spawning and things like that.
Finally got
And
a shiny
knowing
one
that
on Lillipup.
ooh, that's gonna evolve into a nice Stoutland. At the end of Unova Week, or near the end, we had a Pokemon Go Makeup Fest. And if you know anything about our Go Fest first time around, I stayed home while Mr. Shrimp went out. This event was different.
So, man, so the first day of Pokemon Go Fest, if you were there for it, then you already know. But if you weren't there somehow, man, they did this new thing where everybody who had a ticket for Go Fest got Go Fest spawns wherever they were, and the spawns were cra they were like spawning left and right. It was actually pretty ludicrous.
Shinies were abysmal, but aside from that,
Shiny
the
luck
raids
was.
were solid.
Shiny luck was pretty bad for the most part.
You had awesome luck.
Me and my girl, we didn't do anything. We didn't do any raids. We didn't do any raids because we were just focused on getting shinies for the time. But we did get a bunch of shinies, and that was pretty nice. But most people didn't because the shiny rates weren't increased nearly as much as they were for every other Go Fest. They were just like normal. So we had to actually
Before
had a
we talk about,
oh, go
sorry,
go.
before we talk about the makeup day, because I know you're going to lead into that, one of the main things that happened during Go Fest was their event Mystic Pokemon, which is Victini, which is the signature Pokemon for Gen V, Gen V being Unova. It ties into why we're doing Unova. And sorry for the interruption, Mr. Shrimp.
That's fine, that's fine. But the thing is that their servers definitely were not built to handle the sheer amount of traction that that happened on that day. So a lot of the game was really, really laggy. A lot of people weren't even able to open up their friends lists. One of the events during the time was that if you open gifts from friends, you would get rare candy from them. But there's a sizable amount of people who couldn't even open their friends list. It just wouldn't pop up. So not a lot of people were really unhappy with it. So they had a GoFest makeup day where it was 3 hours of GoFest. It was battle, friendship, and fire type.
I
Because
thought
those
it
are
was water, friendship, and fire.
no, I could have sworn it was no, it was water. I'm thinking battle because
Yeah,
I
because they're
wanted those shinies.
Clamperl.
Yeah, I wanted those shinies. Because I got one battle shiny from that. I got shiny Durant. I have two of them if anybody needs one. But I did want like Shiny Skarmory. That's why I wanted that one. But yeah, it was okay. Definitely liked the triple catch candy. They brought the rare candy and gifts back. That was pretty cool. Not really much happened because it was only 3 hours though.
For me, a lot happened because this time around I tagged along and we went out into the streets. So going to GoFest outside instead of just staying home, while I did enjoy the luxury of, being at home, it was nice to get out and get some fresh air.
I know he's been a hermit for forever now.
Since everything changed when the pandemic attacked. But
Everything
going
did
out and
change.
doing that was great. And this time around, I got one shiny at the very end.
Da da
The
da
shiny
da da
Clefairy.
da 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 do 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 do
After that, we got introduced to Mega Evolution, and it's
which
with Particle
is
Mongolia.
dope.
It's really nice. I'm just hoping for a lot more Megas that I use. My top two Pokemon right now are Gyarados and Metagross, and getting their Megas would be really, really helpful.
Mega Gyarados would be crazy, and Mega Metagross would also be crazy. Let's see. Right now we're literally just starting, so we have the first three starters, of course. Venusaur, I was gonna say Bulbasaur, Venusaur, Blastoise, and Charizard. We also have Mega Beedrill and Mega Pidgeot, and we're having Mega Houndoom coming out soon.
I think they're just gonna go in order by the Pokédex. Well, I mean, not Mewtwo, but like,
I mean, they're skipping a couple hundred Pokemon and going straight to Houndoom.
what Megas are in between?
Let's see. Mega
Oh,
Gyarados.
Kangaskhan is in between.
Kangaskhan,
Venusaur. Okay,
Gyarados.
yeah, they are skipping around.
Yeah. It is going to be really cool, though, to see how this plays out. Mega Raids are actually speed-based. They are actually speed-based. You can go in and just beat the raid and just, hope that everything turns out okay.
But the faster you do it, the
The
more
mole.
rewards you get.
Oh, yeah.
Like, actually, I think that's why you got 12 rare candy today.
That is not
Because
where I
we
got
did
12
that.
rare candy.
We
That
were
was pure luck.
not pure luck. We did that. We were in and out of that raid. It was a
No,
Cresselia
the
raid, which
first
just
one
came
that
out
we
today.
did. So we just did two Cresselia raids since Cresselia is the new 5-star raid for this month. So we just did two Cresselia raids. The first one we had five people in it, and excuse me, six people. We beat it, and we had 190 seconds left on the clock, and I got 12 rare candy from that. But the speed bonus is a specific bonus that you see on your end screen, and that tells you how, like, for regular raids instead of mega raids, it gives you extra Pokeballs on the side. For mega raids, it gives you extra mega energy. So the 12 rare candy that I got from that raid was pure luck. And then the second one, I got 11 golden raspberries, and that one was cool too.
Second time around, I got a lot more rare candies than the first, but
That,
we're starting to
yeah.
sidetrack and do like a Pokemon Go episode.
So let's
I'm
get back
sorry,
on
it's
track
just
though.
all very exciting. So, yeah, what we're going to do is we're going to be playing through Pokemon Black and White, and then Pokemon Black 2 and White 2, their sequel games, the first ever sequel games and only sequel games in the Pokemon franchise, unless you count like Kanto to Johto. Okay, the only sequel games in the same region.
There you go. That's better.
And just a quick breakdown of how we're going to do this. Mr. Shrimp is going to be playing Pokemon Black and Pokemon Black 2. I'm going to be playing Pokemon White and Pokemon White 2. Tryhards, you are going to be split now. There's been nothing this big since like Captain America Civil War. Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice. Republicans versus Democrats.
Wait a minute, no. We're supposed to keep those out.
Which one are we supposed to keep out? The first one or the second?
Well, the last one.
Yeah, we're going to split them up. Mr. Shrimp, do you want to give the breakdown?
Alrighty. So,
At least
let's
for
see.
the first two games.
All right. What we're gonna do is, do you want me to give like a full breakdown of each game and how we're breaking down those parts, or how are we doing? What are we doing?
First the names, and then we'll go as we go along.
So first up, we're gonna do Burning Truth and Shocking Ideals. All right, everybody cool on that part? What we're gonna do from there is everybody who is going to go watch White, your Shocking Ideals. You guys are the true. You guys are the ideal tryhards, and I'm the true tryhards because I'm doing Burning Truth. So everybody who's coming with me, y'all are some real ones. You're the truths. You're the truth. Cool. Everybody, cool. Cool. So I'm gonna be doing Black and Black 2.
Oh, yeah,
I'm gonna be doing Black and Black 2, which has legendary Pokemon Reshiram, which embodies truth and is also very very soft.
Black 2 has Zekrom.
I'm gonna murder you. like you're right, but at least let me go. So I'm gonna be doing Black, which has Reshiram, which is very soft and cuddly, and I love her, but she stands for truth, and that's the main thing. And also she has fire and it's awesome. Black 2, as he said, has Zekrom, which has lightning and is not as cool, but is also pretty sick. While I do that, Kurasu is doing White, which has Zekrom, which is the embodiment of ideals and is pretty cool, but not as cool as Reshiram. And then White 2, which does have Reshiram. And you know what? That right there is pretty sick. We're also going to be running through every gym. We're going to be trying to talk about a lot of memorable moments. Well, obviously every gym, you know. But we're going to be talking about a lot of memorable moments and definitely a lot of the new mechanics that are showing up in this game. Did you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so while these mechanics may be a decade old now, at the time they were groundbreaking because, yes, Diamond Pearl and Platinum just came out, and yes, the 3DS was out, which was expected to be the next platform, but Black and White pushed the edge for what the DS can do and made the games run a lot smoother. The music was a lot better, but most importantly, the features themselves in the games for the most part were a lot better. For example, the sprites themselves were fully animated throughout the battle, and if you kept it long enough just waiting, there was a bit of a dynamic for the camera. It would move around. Also, during these first two games, Black and White, some of the trainers were animated. So for example, gym leaders and your rivals, I believe the Elite Four, a lot of the big boss battles, essentially. But these mechanics didn't just stop at battles themselves. One of the big things that happened during, I guess during Unova, was seasons. Apparently nowhere else has seasons. They just have like a set weather. And that's it.
Yeah, it's sunny all the time or raining all the time.
Like, we haven't seen something this big since Gen 2 introduced night and day. And while we overlook that now, it's pretty huge. Seasons not only affect which Pokemon appear in the wild, it affects the appearance of certain Pokemon. Mm-hmm. I mean, seasons are kind of weird in Unova. Mm-hmm. They go month by month instead of season is 3 months.
Yeah, you can talk about like orbital mechanics and tell and like say how fast that version of the Earth is spinning for the seasons to change like that. But you know, it's a game. We'll just say that time speeds up way quicker.
So instead of like the New England weather that we're used to, or like wherever you are in the world, I'm gonna say New England because we're in New England. We have normal weather. Every 3 months, it's a season, spring, summer, autumn, winter. In the game, it's different. It goes every month. So you have in 1 year, 3 cycles. And I'm gonna run by them quickly so you get an idea of just how weird this is. Spring is in January, May, and September. Summer is in February, June, October. Autumn is in March, July, November, and winter is in April, August, and December.
Huh. That's
Pops in the background. Yeah, the weather is weird.
Huh.
But so the weather also affects where you're going. It's not just only these Pokemon appear during the weather. Certain places are only accessible because of the weather. Mostly this is because of, the winter and snow. You climb over the snow or it gets in the way. But aside from that, it just affects your playthrough. Another interesting thing, while not important at all in the story, is they have a zodiac. And Mr. Shrimp, do you have your... I'm
Somebody
sorry,
somewhere is
Lucia.
not okay.
The weather is not okay. They're coming for it. Do you have your notes in front of you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so do you want to go over Zodiac?
Let's see. While
We
I,
have notes this time.
yes, we
We're
do.
smart.
Alrighty, so because we're showing all the behind the scenes now, you want me to read word for word what we put?
Nah, it's just like a general, it's bullet points.
All right. Well, what we really have to do when talking about the zodiac is just talk about how it is based on the Western zodiac. And it's depending on which month you were born, your zodiac, same thing as in real life, but it's more of a set month instead of going halfway in between each month. You know how it goes. So in January, you are under Sawsbuck, which is Capricorn for us in the real world. February is Simpur, which is Aquarius. March is Alomomola, which is Pisces. April is Whimsicott, which is Aries. May is Bouffalant, Taurus. June is Clink. Love that Pokemon. Gemini. Don't love that zodiac. July is Crustle, which is Cancer. August, Braviary, is a Leo. September, which is Gotfarita, hit me up, is a Virgo. October is Lampent, also blessed, which is a Libra. That's me, baby. And then we got November, which is Scolipede, which is Scorpio. And then finally, we got December, which is Fracture, which is Sagittarius. And Fracture is also an amazing Pokemon. We will get into him later.
So while the Zodiac is just there for trivia, I just thought it was a really nice thing to throw in. I pick up on a lot of small details, especially now replaying it and seeing those small things. It's just nice. It gives flavor to the game, which, unlike Diamond and Pearl, which surfing I hated, it's just like a nice it's a nice little spin. And speaking of spins, we have two new forms of battles. One involves rotation. Rotation battles are mostly in black version and black 2, while triple battles are mostly in white and white 2. And essentially, you send out three Pokemon. Triple battle is just like a double po battle, but with three Pokemon. And depending on the location in the battle, you can actually, hit an opponent or not. If they're too far, you just can't reach them. Rotation battles are like normal battles, except you have three Pokemon and you legit rotate them on a platform.
Which is dope. Oh my, I'm actually so excited for
Honestly, I like rotation battles, but whose idea was it to put them on a spinning plate and play the teacup thing on the Ferris on the like on a carnival?
I don't know, but it's
Yeah.
awesome. And those battles are really, really dynamic. Because you're playing with three Pokemon at once instead of having to like before, yeah, you had your entire team to look at, but now you're playing with these three Pokemon and they're all out on the field at once and you have to think about their move set, their type advantages and disadvantages, how you can shift them and how they cover each other's weaknesses. So sick.
Rotation, I think, is the hardest because the point of rotation is yes, you have three at once, but you have one battle that you shift between. And your opponent's also shifting, so you have to guess and check, guess which move will hit their super effective Pokemon, which won't. Triple, I feel like, is just like a bigger double battle. And like that's a little easier to go by. Kind of wish I had more rotations in my game. I'm trying to think and see if there's anything we should go over before we talk about the region. Aside from that, TMs for the first time ever can be used infinitely, which
Oh,
is
that's
great
gonna be nice.
because if you have I not Iron Head, if you have Iron Head's not a TM. Let's say you want to teach a Pokemon workup. You can not only teach it to, let's say, your Lillipup, you have access to teach it to all Pokemon who can learn it. Workup's actually pretty nice.
Woohoo!
Kind of underrated. It's very underrated. Okay, so I guess we could talk about why we love the region now, and then we'll go into like the introduction, setting it up.
Right, well, Karasi, you want to start it off?
So my experience with UNOVA was honestly, this was 2011. This was way back when, and this was back when playing it in high school was acceptable or not, depending on your clique. And I bought it from a BJ's, and it looks like an official game, and it is. But when I popped into my DS and played it for the first time, seeing the very beginning of the game, it almost felt like this was a better made version of a fake game. Like, it was really nice. I couldn't believe that something like this was made by Nintendo. But I instantly fell in love with the game. It just has a rich story. And I'm a sucker for stories. I
This
love that the game was. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
no, go on, go on. You keep saying your thing, and then I'll say my thing.
So I've been playing Pokemon since like I got Gold version, which was my first game. And UNOVA is what really did it for me. That was the start of me actually playing with other people. And I just think it's between the Pokemon themselves, the story, the characters, it just drew me in. Games after that, I didn't play because they didn't have as good of a story. It's that story that really centers why I want to do this project. I want to, yes, we're putting our own twists, we're putting a darker twist in some cases, a lighter twist depending on situation, but something with the story is what really grabs my attention. I guess that's pretty much it. Like, my sister had a black version, and having someone right there to play alongside also made it a little easier.
Oh, yeah,
But
because it can give you pointers.
it's nostalgic.
Alrighty. As for me, I've just heard a lot about what UNOVA did for the Pokemon series. It gave it. I know that people were actually, are people actually rather mixed about a lot of things that UNOVA did, like the new seasons. I heard some people really, really love it, and some people are rather indifferent. I know some people really, really like rotation battles. I know that people did like how Pokemon was trying to go into more lore heavy, like story heavy gameplay, and other people did not. They just wanted regular Pokemon, quote unquote regular Pokemon. I never actually played Gen 5, so this is definitely going to be a new experience for me. I've played generations 1, 3, 6, and 7, but not 5. No, not Gen 5. So it's definitely going to be something new. I like how it's going to be inspired by New York. I'm probably going to see a lot of things that are very familiar to me. And I like a lot of Pokemon designs. I've seen a lot of stuff in Pokemon Go, and that is, I like them. A lot of my favorite Pokemon are from UNOVA, like Gendler, one of my favorites. I actually love
Yes.
Gendler. Celosis is actually really cool too. I like the concept for the Pokemon, not so much the design, but you like what you can get. So yeah, it's definitely gonna be new.
Okay, so I guess since you mentioned the games you played, and I mentioned one of them, I should mention the games I've played as well. Obviously, Gold version, and then later around Gen 4, I got Soul Silver and Diamond version. So I've played through Gens 2 and 4. And I played Leaf Green before passing that to my sister, so played Gen 1. And while I haven't played Gen 3, 6, 7, or 8, while researching this project, I've been watching videos on them, so I'm pretty well versed. Gen 3, I wish I could have played, but specifically Emerald, because I don't like to pick one side over the other. And there are two opposing villain teams, so it would be really fun to play against. Gen 6 and on, I like the Pokemon, but the stories are just trash.
That's true.
They're not worth my I'm sorry, I'm in it for the story. I guess we should go over some small things about the game, and we can talk about who we're playing as for these games. Like I said, there's a lot of new changes that came about in that time, and one of them, as unaffected to the story as it was, I feel like it was a big change, and that was for the first time we had a female professor, Professor Juniper. And like I said, it doesn't affect the story, but represent. This came after we got our first female champion, Cynthia. In the Pokemon world, women are growing.
Which is
And
actually super nice. I do like that.
as things are now, like it's a better mix. But at the time, that was big. I feel like I had more, and I'm looking at the notes right now. But honestly, going through it now,
Man, you're gonna keep
I
breaking
want to jump into it.
up. Yeah, you just
I guess
keep breaking
setting
up
up the
football.
character. I do. Setting up the characters, there's a few things that we have to go over. And yes, it's naming them, but there's a little more to it. If you open the game, for the most part, most Pokemon games will give you a trainer class, a nature, your starter, obviously. But what are you naming your character?
Let's see. I've settled on a first name, and that's actually going to be Rail. Reiil. I'm not sure what it is about that name, but I'm actually just digging it for right now. As for a last name, I'm not really sure. I
I
think
didn't pick out last names.
you didn't pick out last names.
Nah,
Well, I guess just
not
for first
really.
name, I'm going to go with Rail.
All right, now trainer class. While the beginning of the game doesn't give you anything great, you get like Ace Trainer, Youngster, things like that. If you had to pick a trainer class that was in Gen 5, what would it be?
Definitely a trainer, no doubt.
And nature. Nature's another big thing. Like, depending on your nature, your Pokemon stats will improve or, lessen. Some natures will keep them the
That's,
same.
I think I would go with Jolly, since okay, so I am usually a pretty happy person, but if I'm Jolly and my Pokemon is also Jolly, that means that their speed goes up like crazy, even though their attack doesn't get as much of a boost. I'm okay with that. I like speed.
Honestly, I like speed too. So if you've heard my Connect series, the name is going to be familiar, and maybe one day I'll do an episode on the origins of it because he's also going to appear in an upcoming project. But my first trainer in this game is going to be Lucian. I'm definitely going to go for Ish Trainer, but as soon as I get it available, I'm switching over to be a rich boy. I like the money. As for nature, this is going to be more evident as soon as we put our own twists to the stories, but I'm gonna go with serious, and that's because, as you've seen in Connect, he's a serious person, and you're going to see a reflection of this in not only in white version but in white too. So that's the one last thing we have to do before actual gameplay is pick our starters. And as you know, I'm going Oshawott, Team Oshawott all the way. I'm not starting white version without it. For sure. So what are you gonna go with?
I am gonna go with tepid.
All right. You do realize that's gonna be a lot harder against me, right?
That's fine.
I wish you the best of luck when we battle.
I
Also, our battles are going to be on Pokemon Showdown because we can actually have viewers watch our battle. And how frequently do you want to battle? Like after every gym or?
Yeah, let's do it after every gym.
Okay. We're going to be posting this a lot more often
We're
than
actually
the
going to be a
time
lot
we
more
tried
active
to
on Twitter
post.
too.
Yes, especially with this project. And I know Team We Tried hit or miss, but when we did record, it was like every week. we're going to try to be as frequent, if not more frequent, considering what happens between each episode. So I guess that sums it up. Introduction to the series. Welcome, true and ideal tryhards, Pokemon Black and White. I don't think we have a name for the full series, but
We will workshop that
as we
part.
go on.
But my
We'll
true
give you details
tryhards.
as we go on.
But my true
Yes,
tryhards,
end card.
that is gonna be all we got for today. We're just introducing the series, and we're gonna be working on it in the coming weeks. It's actually gonna be pretty fun. I think it's gonna be a really good time.
Ideal tryhards, you'll be following the true leader of Team Retried.
You're
I
not
think
the
that's
true leader, you're
evident.
the ideal leader. It's different.
Oh no, you're right. That's a very good point. But yeah, as you know, we're really excited about this. A lot's gonna happen, and depending on which side of the story you follow, I hope you enjoy it. Actually,
Yeah.
no, I hope you enjoy it either way. But this is
Mm-hmm.
Garasu signing off to everything we do. In real life, please stay connected. There's still a pandemic going on.
Connected close enough, but far enough apart so that you don't get a ticket to the Backstreet Boys, but
Yes.
close enough to where, you know, we can still be together and talk about this stuff and have a good time playing Pokemon.
6 feet apart. If you could bury a person between you two, that's good.
Yes, exactly. All right. Take it easy, guys.
See ya.